This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
All right, so now I've got high standards, terrible advice from my family, and I just turned 40. So I realize I'm ready to date. Yes, let's do it. Not tonight, okay. So last summer, I was on a very tiny mini tour, and I say that because, you know, juggling kids and a career, super easy. And so I was heading into Dallas, Texas. Now, one of my really good friends out here, her name is Rebecca. She's actually from Dallas. So she goes, this is great. What I'm going to do is I'm going to fly in, and I'll take one of my brothers to your show. And I was like, oh, that's great. Perfect. Now, I love meeting my friends' single brothers, because I love to incessantly hit on them so that everybody is uncomfortable. It is my favorite thing, okay? So it's my first night in Dallas. I just finished a show. I meet them at the bar, so I get to meet her brother, Matt, and I start in hard. I go, oh, what's your name? Is it Matt? Oh, can I call you Maddie? Oh, what's Maddie rhyme with? Does it rhyme with daddy? Are you gonna be my daddy? Becca immediately is like, cut it out. And I was like, I go in harder. I start putting my fingers through his chest hair, and I get close to his face, and I'm like, oh, I bet you taste like success and virility. Becca's like, fuck this, I'm out. She leaves, goes to the other end of the bar. Now, when she leaves, that I expected. That was pre-designed. What I wasn't expecting was that her brother Matt would then hit on me right back, okay? And he gave as good as he got. Now, here's the deal. Matt is not my physical type, okay? We've talked about what my physical type was. I date, you know, comedians, actors, models. I mean, not real models, like actors who do print work, right? Yeah. Think like a pharmaceutical ad for eczema, okay? Or like a JCPenney catalog kind of model, right? Or, you know, basically they're an Ohio 8 is what I'm saying. Yeah. Now, that was not Matt. Matt is a 5'9" ginger with a dad bod. And, hold on, there's more. He's going bald. A ginger that is going bald, it's like, which one is worse? Do you know what I mean? It's like his scalp and his hair were playing a game called the Lesser of Two Evils and the Irish side was losing. Does that make sense? Yeah, okay. So, not my type at all. Now, everything I just described to you, I want you to know one thing, and I want you to hear me when I say this. I have never been more turned on in my fucking life. I know. I was losing my mind. I excused myself. I went to the bathroom to call my therapist, Annie. It was 10 p.m., and despite what she says, that's so normal. It's normal. That's normal. That's normal. Okay? I get on the phone with her and I'm like, Annie, what did you do? What did you do? You broke me. Why am I attracted all of a sudden to a non-musically gifted Ed Sheeran? What the fuck? And she goes, Nicole, this is actually a good thing. Maybe your type is changing. Perhaps he looks like what stability feels like. Fuck you, Annie. Fuck you. Fuck you. I said I wanted to marry Henry Cavill and now I'm gonna end up with Ron Weasley? What the fuck? You took me from Superman to a leprechaun. God damn it. We're friends, right? I gotta tell you, this is a bad business model and you are missing a huge disclaimer. You need to say, hey, I can fix all your past trauma and I'll heal all your daddy issues, but you will end up with Carrot Top. Put that in there. I was so angry. She hung up on me. But I decided to lean in to what Annie was saying. And unbeknownst to Rebecca, that night, Matt and I made out. We also made out the next night, and the next night. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. He even took me on a proper date before I had to fly back to LA. So at dinner, I realized I'm 40. His sister Rebecca is 35. Now, I thought Matt was her older brother. I know there's four siblings total. I mentioned this at dinner, and Matt goes, oh, no, no, no. Becca's the oldest. I'm the youngest. Fuck you guys. Okay. We're going to do some quick math here, okay? I'm thinking best case scenario, it's Becca, the middle two are identical twins, then Matt, and I don't know how biology works, but maybe their mom had them all like 2 weeks apart, you know, hopefully, right? And so I say, so like, what, you're 33? And he laughs hard. Oh man, I was like, all right, so how old are you? And he goes, 27. Yeah. So I Googled it to see if it was legal. And it was, which surprised me. And I was like, well, lose my number. Don't tell your sister. Nice to know you. Bye-bye. And he goes, no, come on, Nicole. I the age thing doesn't bother me. I was like, yeah, because you're on the fucking right side of it. You kidding me? He goes, I really like getting to know you. And actually, I'm going to be in LA in a month for my sister's birthday. So can we hang out? And I was like, oh, fine, whatever. Ugh. Right? So I fly back to LA, and every day leading up to that weekend, he's sending voice memos and text messages, and he's so sweet. He even shipped Everly a large Dallas Cowboys teddy bear. I know, but we're Kansas City Chiefs fans, so by the time it got to her, yeah. By the time it got to her, it was in several pieces. Do you know what I mean? But still the thought, oh my God, what a sweetheart. And here's the deal, the age thing bothered me at first, but I decided, why give up something so special over something so trivial? Yes, of course, yeah, why? And then my friend Paul did some math and said, hey, did you know he's only 6 years old when the Twin Towers were hit? I was a sophomore in college, okay? That comparison almost ruined me, right? And Matt goes, well, at least I kind of remember it. Oh, good! Oh, good! I'm glad you remember when our nation was under attack in between your finger paints and your building blocks. Literally had friends of mine, classmates, putting on fatigues to go fight a war while you were doing paint by numbers. Like, what is happening? Somebody asked me, a friend of mine asked, well, he's young, aren't you worried that he's going to have a midlife crisis? And I was like, no, this is better. By the time he has one of those, I'll be dead. So it's fine. Right?
If you like what you hear, please subscribe to the Comedy Dynamics YouTube channel and follow us on social media for daily stand-up comedy clips and more. Comedy Dynamics Daily is produced by Brian Volk-Weiss, Brian Adams, Rachel East, and Stuart Lindbergh. Comedy Dynamics is a division of the Nacelle Company. Thank you for listening.